Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive, the message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute, to a minute and a half and 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, at this 701 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States, this is Sunday. And for those of you that follow us, you know what that means, the Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on with the sisters, we thank God once again for all you that are listening far and near. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and watch over you and your family and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. It's truly indeed a blessing to come before you guys today. I thank the Lord for what he's doing in my life, my family's life, and the lives of all of you for his glory. And I thank God for the many manifold of blessings that he is going to cause to come forth, even in this day and time, at this time where that tough thing's going on in the world, and that doesn't stop God from being God. So we thank God for this blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen. And truly indeed, it is a blessed day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, sister.
God bless.
Amen. Another blessed day in the Lord, and we thank God for this day.
Amen.
My laptop's saying about 90-some degrees. Well, it was a whole lot of hot today, but it was a little wind. So we just take anything we can get from the Lord, whatever. We thank God for it. Sometimes just seeing the trees move a little bit, sister, I'll be kind of thankful for that, you know.
Yeah,
just see a little movement in the trees.
Yes, Lord. So,
yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
We want to say to everybody, you know, who's encountering heat like this, stay hydrated. Whatever you do,
amen.
Use wisdom while you're out there in the heat. I know some of you guys have jobs that is related to outside. And I have a lot of respect for you all. But stay hydrated, you know, be careful, you know, out there in the heat because, you know, the word of God tells us that the sun is going to get hotter, people.
That's
so,
right.
I'm telling you, it's, and your central air and your air conditioner, you know, quit getting mad at them because they're doing the best they can. I'm just telling you right now. This central air, and, you know, I've talked with people who said, man, I had my air on, man, it still feel like it was just still warm in the house until it got late on in the day and it felt like it cooled off. I said, yeah. I said, it's doing the best it can. It's getting hotter, like the word of God says, and God, when he gives his word through people, he doesn't give it in vain. And so he let us know in Isaiah, he let us know in the word of God, the word of the Lord, that the sun is going to get hotter, and that's what's happening, okay?
Yeah.
So God is allowing these things because you're going to have to come to a point, if you're going to make it, trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to because, like I said, and then look at your bills that you're getting from the central air, okay?
Yeah.
You leave that central air on all day, and especially, you know, it's good to have that energy saver thing, but yet still, if it's running all day, people, you know, when you get that bill in the mail, you actually don't want to look at it. You just want to You want to hold it in your hand and put it off somewhere and not look at it, but you can't stop and not look at it at all, because if you do, you may have a visit one day from a guy that's coming to cut the switch off at your house. So you got to eventually look at it. You know, I know y'all don't want to, but you got to, you know. So, you know, and that's what the Lord tells us. So, you know, stay hydrated, you know, use wisdom, and, you know, we have to be careful. I tell people this, that, you know, people don't hardly talk about, sisters, that, you know, sometimes, like, when you eating certain foods, it doesn't make it no better. Like,
that's right.
People don't understand, like, when gas build up in your body. When gas build up in your body, it makes you feel overheated. Now, I know people don't talk about it. It makes you – I've had a time when I thought my blood pressure was up. But it would just trap gas, because when the gas traps in your body, sometimes it hurts like you pull a muscle. And the gas can move.
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't get it out, it might be in the middle of your back today, and it might be in your shoulder tomorrow.
That's right.
But
when
it builds up real bad, it actually overheats you inside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's times where you feel like, okay, my blood pressure must be up. You know, and I have felt like that, but it was really like trapped gas. So people, you know, we just have to be careful in all things, especially when you're dealing with in this heat, you know, what you're taking in. Some people are drinking Gatorade. Gatorade kind of real salt. Okay, you know, Gatorade, I had to tell a guy at work, so I said, I would probably drink a Powerade before I drink a Gatorade. But Gatorade just, man, it's, I know they call themselves trying to put the salt back in your body, but man, that just, you know, then too, that salt that they have is more of a process, like, you know, you know, more of a chemical kind instead of a mineral. And that hurts you, people. So, you know, we gotta be wise in what we're doing, be careful, people. And I say this with all sincereness, me and the sister, we're saying it to you all sincereness. I mean, people are having heat strokes. They're, you know, I've seen guys that have a job on the side, they mow yards, and I've seen them raining with so much sweat and water off of them. Man, I actually sometimes, sister, I want to look at, I want to pull over and say, hey, man, please sit down, go sit down. And they start to be, you know, because people think, well, you're on a riding mow, and a riding mow does help, but it don't take care of the heat. I mean, you in the riding mow and – and a rider mode can't cut all part of your yard. You still, to get some parts, need a pushing mode, okay? Because in some parts, you know, some people y'all got like a tree here or something in the way where your rider mode can't get to it. But you got to cut the grass, so you have to have a little push mode to mow that part, or you get a weed eater. And so you walking around feeling that heat. I mean, sister, I've seen guys, they sweat it so bad, I'm like, man, is anything left in you? Because you'd have just, man, I mean, just, and I look at them. Yes, Lord. So stay hydrated, people, you know, and do your due diligence. And please, everyone, take care of your bodies. Take care of yourself, okay? I say that to all. You know, God is a healer. But we have a role to play as well. And, you know, we just can't treat our bodies any kind of way, because we're expecting that when we do, God is just going to swoop down and, you know, and just take care of it all the time. That's not going to work, because if you do, you find yourself tempting him. And, you know, you don't want to give on to that way. So do your part, you know. Amen. Do your part, people, and listen. If you're eating the stuff that make the blood pressure go through the roof, stop. Stop.
Amen.
And I say this to all of you, think of your families. You know, I want to say this, sister, and I end it with this. When in dealing with sickness, many times people they're not thinking about their family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not thinking about the pressure it puts on them when you just not trying to properly take care of yourself. And you know your family ain't going to sit up there and watch you fall out in the flow and not do nothing. So now you at a point where they have to help take care of you when that could be avoided. And people, you know, I'm not trying to be insensitive to you guys, but I'm trying to tell you the whole thing. We're talking about part of the things a lot, but I'm telling you the whole thing. It's not just about you, and you got to remember that. When you're dealing with that, it ain't about you. You're making it about you, and this is why you won't stop eating a lot of the stuff that's driving your blood pressure up. But you're thinking about you, and you're not thinking about your family having to see you in that condition. And when you get to a point where you can't even do for yourself, see, now that's extra with them that they have to do. So I just want to say to you all, remember your family. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Shalom, shalom. Jesus Christ, risen is Lord.
Amen.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Holy Messiah, is Lord and Christ and Redeemer and Creator. So we rush together with you all, our beloved in Christ, another opportunity and day to greet mankind in the whole world. In every circle where we are heard, we greet you and accept you. So listen to the midnight cry, the preparation, the awakening, the cleansing, recovery of mankind to be redeemed and reconciled to Jesus Christ and his life and redemption and eternal life. We greet you in that awesome and that beloved name. In the English language, we call him Jesus Christ. In the Hebrew language, they refer to him Yeshua or Yahshua Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel. We are great. We are thankful that we have this opportunity and freedom, yet we still, for a little while, have this constitutional blessed freedom in America and liberty to proclaim the acceptable way of the Lord Jesus, the way of redemption for all mankind. We still have that seasonal opportunity still given to us, so we are grateful. I salute the Lord Jesus and all the saints around the world and acknowledge the Holy Spirit and those that are proclaiming the gospel, repentance, and faith. We have a love for all those who are suffering for Christ. We're on the broadcast to lift you up, strengthen you, those that have lost loved ones because of their faith and diligence to proclaim, to give the Bible in nations where they don't want you to give the Bible, don't want you to give you the gospel. They hate the gospel. They hate the Bible. There are many nations who are religious, idolatry bound and blind by demons. They don't know that yet. They don't know their religion, and we don't mean to offend them, but we have to give them the light of life that most of the religions of the world are conceived by Satan. And that's hard to digest. If I was born in Iraq, Iran, or Syria, and I have my culture, religion, I don't want to hear that I'm in darkness. If I was born in a communist-born nation or Hindu, Buddha, I don't want to hear that my gods are demons and conceived by Satan. Yeah, but the gospel of Jesus, whose gospel of love, is to tell you there's only one hope and one person and one way of redemption. And we have to tell you that all your religions and cultural religions of thousands of years were conceived by Satan. All right, beloved. We love you with the love of Christ. We are on this broadcast representing the kingdom of Jesus Christ and his church called the Body of Christ, the branch of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message and the last call, last warning, the last awakening. So here we are. On this broadcast, we're just a simple, small people who have a message that Christ has given us to conferred to give and proclaim to all nations. It's called the Restored Gospel, brought by the hand of Elijah, the Restored mm-hmm. Gospel of Christ in the fullness, in the light of which is beginning. So we come with that message from the angel of the Lord in these last days. So hello, everyone out there. There's no money. We don't worry about cutting us off. We're not going to ask you for any money. If you want, you have the freedom to call us or text us or whatever it's called. Get on your Twitter or Kidder, and you can text us and Twitter us. You can also ask questions, your concerns and what you heard. And if you have letters, you can write us, which is the slowest one, but it's important that some people can write letters still. Mm-hmm. We have a quick, easy way through technology. So
yeah.
We want you to know that we're not going to try to berate you because you don't believe like we believe, or we're not going to ask you for any money. You don't worry about that. You're not going to be begging you for no money. So we're not after your money. We're after your soul. So, all right.
Amen.
And if we are the procurers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you'll find this in the abridged version of the Bible. I know many nations that have their own religious book. Some people got the Quran. I think it's over 1 billion Muslims. The Hindus got their own Hepons, and the Buddhists and the different groups have their religious tabloids. But we got one true and living God. And that's what we're going to exalt, the one true eternal creator.
Mm-hmm.
There are many gods among many nations.
Yeah.
From the fall of man, the fall of Adam, Satan created all of these religions and gods to deceive mankind. And God the Father, the eternal Father, created a people called Israel, the Jews, to bring the people of the nations of the earth, the one true and living creator, to bring them back to the one true living God. So Jesus came afterwards to show us the way to receive eternal life and be reconciled to the Father. And he gave his life, shed his blood, as Isaiah 53 said, to bring mankind back into the presence of the living God. Okay, everybody, we're glad to salute you today. And tonight is the Handmaiden's Night. We honor the women of God everywhere in every nation, the mothers, the wives, the ambassadors, the women who are doing good, not only blessing their home and their children and their husbands, but reaching out to all humanity to minister to them, teaching medicine, healing, and in every way, the women are ministering around the world to mankind. So we are grateful to salute you. By the way, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the only wise, true, and living God. We honor him and submit and acknowledge that today he's the head of our lives and would be soon the head of all nations coming back. He would reign and rule forever, and he's coming back again. We salute all the saints in heaven and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the only head and only Lord and only Redeemer and the only Creator.
Yes, Jesus.
That came in the likeness of sinful flesh as a man to die and sacrifice, to bear our iniquity and our sins on the cross, and rose and conquered death, hell, and the grave, and ascended on high, coming back again to receive the people, to reign, to rule over the world. After casting out Satan, demons, and all evil, finding him, and he coming back to rule and reign with his people over the nation. We love you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless and strengthen foreign lands who are suffering much. and to send your word and heal the land and deliver them.
Yeah.
And bring them to the knowledge of the citizenship of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and salvation.
Yep.
And the only one God who can give life and life eternal.
Thank
you.
We
thank you, Lord, that you reach out to the lands that are under much oppression, falling, crumbling, starving, famine, pollution,
yes,
no water, drought, storm, because the time of the end has come, the downfall of all nations, but they
yes,
can become a part of the nation of Jesus Christ, a citizen, because the time
yes,
of the end of all nations and the rule of Satan is coming to an end. Now
yes,
the kingdom of our Lord must come. The kingdom of our
yes,
Christ must reign.
Yes, yes,
be a part of the greatest move in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we love
yes,
you in the love of God wherever you are and where you be. So this is Handmaiden Night, the women of God, because many women need to hear and have hope restored and also renewed for those that are suffering the loss of loved ones and also the drought that's in families and all the chaos in government that you see around the world, because the end has come. The
yeah,
end of man's and Satan's rule coming to an end.
Yes.
And the government of Jesus Christ is being going to be set up called the kingdom of God to rule and to reign forever. So
amen.
I see Daniel and all the holy prophets.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read before I turn it over to the beloved sisters. Do you not know that the holy book of the Christians and the Jews, called the Old and New Testament, the abridged version, canonized scripture we call the Bible, and that in the Bible, spoken by the holy prophets, from Enoch, from Melchizedek king, and all the way to Moses and Joshua, and all the holy prophets, spoke about the first and second coming of the one we call the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, they have spoke of his prophecy over 20 times in Scripture about the first and second coming of Jesus Christ. And also over 16 times, they spoke about the first and second coming of the one called Elijah or Elisha. Elisha. There's over eight scriptures in the Bible that talk in particular about the United States, and many more talk about Jerusalem of old. And then
mm-hmm,
there are four or five that speak about the new Jerusalem, the heavenly new Jerusalem that's coming down. There is over 11 scriptures in particular talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but also in the Old Testament it talks about over many, many 20 times in Old Testament about the Holy Spirit dwelling over man and with man. But in the New Testament it speaks about over many times, even 18 times, about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's over 30 scriptures that it talks in the Old Testament about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament setting. On the Old Testament, they had prophets and judges, high priests, that the Holy Spirit would use them upon them to work their works. But that was the Old Testament, where the Holy Spirit would only dwell them and lift them and will be upon them, but not indwell them. In the Old Testament, there is over, beginning of the prophets, there were over eight times, maybe about the raising of people from the dead. In the New Testament, we also speak about one of the supernatural miracle powers of the gospel of Christ in the New Testament, about over several times are for people being raised from the dead. Jesus himself conquered Satan, death, and the grave, and no other pretended
Amen.
Prophet, no other religious in the world, not
mm-hmm.
even Allah, raised anybody from the dead. Not one person.
Yeah.
No religion in the world that we know of anywhere has the power to give life and raise anybody from the dead but one. But one. The one we call the Holy One of Israel, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the life and the resurrection, was the only person that came into the earth that actually raised a man from the dead after he had been dead for 4 days and started speaking.
Mm-hmm.
On the way of his ministry, Jesus healed, restored, and recovered, and even raised people from the dead in his ministry. No other prophet in the world.
Mm-hmm.
No religion in any nations, not even Allah and Muhammad, had any power to give life, raise people from the dead, restore limbs onto their bodies, restore eyeballs, restore deliverance, or cast out demons. Not any religion or deity in the world, and I not can find any religion but one, Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
The Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
God of Abraham, okay. Isaac, and Jacob, the father
mm-hmm.
of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down to reign. Only one person
mm-hmm.
that conquered death itself. Not one prophet that you hear being taught 6,000 years claiming that he could conquer death and the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Not one recording anywhere in the history of the fall of man where
mm-hmm.
any of their religious or their prophets or their deity could have power to conquer death and raise people from the dead. Only one.
Amen.
Only one.
Amen.
Jesus conquered death, gave his life, took it up again on the third day. He prophesied a lot when he said, I will rise on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
I lay down my my life, I'll take me back up in the third day. I'll conquer death and the grave and the power of Satan. He did it. He had 500 witnesses that witnessed to his resurrection, to his death, over 500 people at time, his own apostles. But the most amazing witness is happened when Jesus rose the dead, rose from death, from the grave, 3 days after his death. But the amazing thing, when he arose, there were many of the dead saints and the prophets rose with him. Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of the dead prophets like Job and Daniel and Hosea and Isaiah and Moses, Melchizedek, and Adam
mm-hmm.
and all of them rose when he arose from the grave. The greatest miracle, the greatest supernatural event, to prove that Jesus said, I am the life and the resurrection.
Yes.
So we celebrate our Lord Jesus and we say glory and honor to him.
Yes, Lord.
And glory and to his most excellent and kingly name.
Yes.
We challenge any God, like the Elijah God of the Old Testament, who he challenged every demon God. And Elijah confronted Ahab and Jezebel, who were worshippers of devils and demons and witchcraft and sorcery. And all these, he confronted all the gods of that day, the ancient gods,
mm-hmm.
proved who was the living God. And Elijah, that prophet, 1 Kings 17, 18, 20, he challenged all the gods of the earth. Well, actually it was, because Ahab and Jezebel worshiped Baal and Baal Peel and all the ancient gods, demon gods, and one man named Elijah, one prophet, stood against all the idolatry, demonic gods that they worship, and none of them could conquer Elijah. Elijah the prophet said, bring all your gods. Put all your sorcery and your witchcraft and your demons. Call them up. Call them up. Tell all the demons to meet me. I'm going to meet them with the one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. None of the demonic gods they have in Jezebel and all their prophets. And all the prophets of Ahab and Jezebel was 400. Actually, it was about 800. And none of the 800 sorcerers, demon prophets, none of 800 against one man. 800 sorcerers. And they had power. They had demonic power. And Elijah said, bring them down. Let's have a showdown. And let's prove who is the living, eternal creator. Let's prove it.
Yes.
And Elijah proved. And so this day, we are to prove that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. So amen to everyone. I turn this over to our beloved sisters and brothers. And I'm going to say this one last thing. I want you, these things, do you know that over 6 times and 7 times in the New Testament Bible, abridged version, it says over 6 times that all things were created by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we confront people and they try to make Jesus a prophet, they're trying to make him a master, they're trying to make him everything of what he really is, what he was. It says in the New Testament in particular, and over 8, 9, 10 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament in particular, that the one person we call the Lord Jesus Christ, all things were created by him.
Mm-hmm.
Over 8 times, it's witnessed that he is the creator.
Yes.
He's not a prophet. He's not a secondhand psychic.
Yes.
He's not a sorceress. He's not a false prophet. But the God of Israel gave her his only begotten son, and he was his son, and he was he's the one that all things were created by him.
Amen.
And for him. All right.
Amen.
So that say that, so the world will know that we're not going to be deceived by all the deceiving powers that's going around the world. We got our eyes upon the Lamb of God risen. We got our focus tote on him, and we're not going for no tricks. No devils, no magic, nothing. In India, was it Indonesia? None of these tricky gods. In Africa, we got one and only true deliverer. And we're not going to do it. We're not going to see if they can pass any law they want to. But we're not going to give our eyes off the Holy One of Israel. All right, beloved.
Amen.
Our dear sisters, we have a sister, but Auntie Sunda, sister Helen and Sister Fallon. All right. I promise.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Beloved.
Amen.
See? I almost kept most of my promise. Okay, then. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for being on the broadcast tonight. And I just like to share, worship and deliverance. Define worship and deliverance, and the message 88 and 38.
What message are you talking about, sister?
88 and 38.
Mm-hmm.
I
said the people out there in the world, they don't know what particular what you're talking about.
We're talking about a worship and deliverance in the word of the Lord brought to mankind by an angel, and I'm reading the verse 38. And verse 38 of message 88.
Okay.
It said there will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yes, read these words and follow through to find worship and deliverance. And And the Lord will let us know that that it's powerful in worship. And when we worship, we can find deliverance. And as I was meditating and studying on and this that verse came in mind, and then it also brought an example in the Bible that we can always coincide with the word of the Lord, how that we can find worship and deliverance. And in message 88 and 36, and it's letting us know that when the Lord told us to have faith in the word of the prophet and the Lord and what I bring, and he would not have power over us. And so in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, it was starting at the first verse. Is telling us how Jehoshaphat, he was the king of Judah, and these armies of other nations, they came against him, and he knew that they were not able to defeat this army on their own, and so the first thing that he did, he went before the Lord, and he consult the Lord and what he should do, and then what he did, he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah, throughout the whole land of Judah. He called a fast for all the people to fast, and then he gathered all them together into one place, and that was in the temple, And they began, and all of them began to seek the Lord. And so with Jehoshaphat, as he had got all of them gathered together, then he stood up, in the congregation of Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, the Bible said, before the new court. And he prayed this prayer to the Lord. God hears, the sincere prayers, of his people. And when we fast and when we pray, when we fast before the Lord, we fast to make our voice be heard on high, And so when he knew the steps and getting connected to the Lord, and so this is what he prayed, and he said, "Oh Lord God, our Father, art thou not God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the healings, and in thy name is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Are not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil comes upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon, and Moab and Mount Seir, who thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they rewarded us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that come against us, neither know what we could do, but our eyes are up on thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And see, he and Jehoshaphat, he prayed this prayer before the Lord, and he humbled himself and all the people before with him. And then he confessed to the Lord that they was not able, you know, to defeat this army. And then he said, Lord, and he said, our eyes is upon you, upon thee. And so that's what when things come against us, and we have to follow those steps. We have to consult and go to the Lord, knowing that our only help comes from him, and then we can go into fasting and praying. And the Lord, he will hear that, and he will honor that. And we got to know that he is the only one can deliver us. And so in the Bible, go on and tell that when he prayed that prayer, the Spirit of the Lord came upon a Levite amongst them, and the Spirit of, and he says, and see, the Levite, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hear ye, the Lord spoke to this Levite, and he said, hear ye, all ye Judas, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord. Tomorrow go down against, what you say?
Go ahead.
Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Behold, the wilderness of Jezreel, and ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself and stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judas and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And see, then
okay.
They prayed, and the Lord, he answered their prayer. And he told them that they didn't have to, don't be afraid, because they wouldn't have to fight in this battle, that he was going to fight against, he was going to fight for them. And so we went down, asked the Lord to direct them to go, but Joshua, Jehoshaphat, what he did, he bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judas and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. See, they started worshiping him. And see, that is power and worship. And worship, the Lord told me a long time ago, he said, worship is telling the Lord, Lord, I know that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, and I thank you for it. And see, you got to believe before you even pray. You got to believe. And so they went down and worshiped. And then he said the Levites and the children of Kohathites, and the children of the Kohathites took up praise the Lord. They stood up and praised the Lord of Israel with a loud voice and heart.
Okay.
And they rose up early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoah. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O ye Judas, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, and so shall ye prosper. And when he hath consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of the holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. See, they start praising and worshiping God. And we're going to see that when they start praising and worshiping God, we're going to see what happens. And when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab. and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy the another. And see, the Lord set them array against each other. The spirit of confusion came upon them, and they started destroying each other, you know. And so that's what the Lord would do for us, even in the spiritual realm. When Satan come against us, he don't come against us one-on-one. He bring a whole group with him. And so when we start worshiping and praising him, then the Lord, he can start working for us and set forth his mighty one angel to fight for us. And when Judas came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering up the spoil, and it was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachan, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berachan unto this day. Then they returned every man to Jerusalem and to Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat and in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem.
Okay, I want to intervene right here.
Okay.
I want to intervene right here and rejoice over that great testimony. But I'm calling from Indonesia and India, and I'm calling from Malaysia. And I want to ask a question by me being from India. I'm hearing your testimony. I'm from India, and also my people from China. So I want to know, I hear you talking about your Lord, and he got my attention, so I'm calling. I hear you talking about your Lord, and I hear you talk about worship. Well, I'm from India, and I worship my Lord, and I got 750 Lords. I worship them too, and I call upon my Lords, and we're from Iran, Iraq. We call on our Lord. We call on the Lord of Allah, and we worship him. So what's the difference? I mean, we worship our Lord, and we worship our God, Allah, and Buddha, Lord Buddha. So what's the difference between us? You know, we worship our Lord.
When we worship our Lord and we believe that he will answer our prayer, he answers our prayer for us. And he intervened for us. And
your Lord, because we have our Lords in India. We got many of them, and Buddha, and Chinese, and around the world, and we our Lord is just as, you know, good as your Lord. Who is this Lord you keep talking about that you worship? We worship our gods too.
We worship the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm. You're identifying yourself with a particular Lord, right? Because all of the religious people, they got many Lords all over the world.
Yes.
So if I had to go to my Lord Buddha and stand before him, Won't he do the same thing, just as good as your Lord?
No.
No, no.
So you got a different Lord, that's your thing.
Yes.
Amen.
You got a God, he answered the prayers of his children. And his true name is Jesus.
Oh, you got to. Well, we have our gods too. You know, I live in India and I got 750 gods, different gods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all the same. I got 750 gods, and I go to Hindu, to my Hindu god, 750. Then I go over there to China. We got the Lord Buddha sitting in the temple, and I offer him. So what's the difference between Lords? We got our Lord, and we worship him. And I got the Quran, and my cousin, they worship Allah, Muhammad, their Lord. So what? You said worship Lord, so that's, we worship our Lord.
Our Lord is the God of the universe, and he's the creator of the universe, and he created the heaven and the earth and everything that's in it, and he is Lord of Lord and King of Kings, and he is the only God that laid down his life for us on the cross of Calvary and rose
Amen.
From the dead with
that's
all
right.
the thoughts and power in heaven and earth were given into his hands.
Well, we have Amen. Our Lord, and we call him Buddha, and we got our Lord called Allah. We got our Lord. This is so, you know, the world is full of lords and deities and different stuff. We listen to you about this Lord
mm-hmm.
you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and we're
mm-hmm.
trying to say, well, we got just as good as 750 of our lords, and we got one over here. Lord, so we just want to know the difference between who's Lord, what Lord?
Surely, Elijah proved to be real.
Amen.
Can't hear you. Oh, can't hear you. I'm kind of over in India. I can't hardly hear you a little bit, but I just want to know the difference because we were brought up 3,000, 4,000 years with our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, see, I'm calling from India, and I want to know, because I hear this,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm listening to you. I'm calling from China.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling
mm-hmm.
from one of the tribes over there in Indonesia, and I want to
mm-hmm.
know about our Lord. We've got many Lords we've been raised up with, thousands
mm-hmm.
of them, 1,000 years. So
yeah.
The reason I'm calling because I hear you say worship. Lord. Well, we got
uh-huh.
many lords we worship.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how do I distinguish between our Lord and your Lord?
See, our Lord is the one that, with his name is Jesus Christ, and he is the creator of all mankind. And he is the one that came to the earth. And he was born of a virgin, and his father is the only true and living God, and he died upon the cross for mankind's sins, and that when he died upon the cross, he rose again, and now he ascended into heaven, and now he's sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Oh, so I'm getting a little clearer picture about what Lord you're talking about. Because
mm-hmm.
I know I got my culture, we believe in a lot of Lords. We've been had Lords,
mm-hmm.
Lord, many nations had Lords, the Assyrians, the Romans, the Egyptians. In the latter days, the Chinese got brought up with their lords, Asia Minor, we got our lords. In the ancient days, Baal gods and male lords and gods. So I just want to know, you know, what's the difference? Who you were talking about? Because we are worshipers too. I'm an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I worship.
Mm-hmm.
My God's everything. So I want to know what's the difference between your Lord and our God and our Lord. Now, the reason I stop you, because people around the world in different nations, when they hear different messages around the world about God as creator, they want to know what's the difference. What's the distinguishing difference about the one that you're talking about than the Lord that we have in our religion? And so if you don't distinguish real good what Lord you're talking about, they will say, well, our Lord is just as good as yours. We all serve the same Lord. We all serve the same Lord. You know, many people in many nations, we all serve the same Lord. When I go to Buddha.
In about 4 minutes, brother.
When I go to Buddha and I do my incantations, I'm worshiping the Lord. When I go to the Hindu God, I'm going to do over there in China, millions of people, I'm worshiping the Lord.
Yeah.
So I got to know if there is a difference to the God, the Lord that you're talking about, than the Lord that we worship. And because I'm an Indian, I come from Indonesia, and I come my cousin from, and we're going to know what's the difference between the Canaanite and the God of Israel and the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. What is his name and what did he do to distinguish himself? What is his name? So your Lord, who is he that I can distinguish between all the gods of the Muslim, the one God of Muslim, the one God of the many gods of Indonesia or India or Hindu or Brahman? I need to know, is he a personal individual God? And how do you certify, authenticate him as being the only Lord? Because you use the term, remember now, when you use the term the Lord, that's a title. But a personal name must identify the a personal name. So when they hear you say Lord, they want to, you give a distinguish. Now, later on, you, you begin to talk about the God of Israel, begin to distinguish a little bit in your message about the God of Israel. And now you begin to identify a little more perfectly what Lord you are talking about. Because I can light my candle and be to light my candle to Lord Buddha. I can go into the temple and I say, okay, she said, worship the Lord. So I go to the temple. Lord Buddha, and I worship my Lord. Remember that we're not just talking to Americans.
That's right.
And when we talk, we're talking to the whole world. So this way we can clarify which Lord and what him make him different? And who is he? And does he have a name? Does he have a name? When the demons, when Jesus Christ was casting out demons, the demons said, we know who you are.
That's right now.
They would cry out and they said, we know who you are. We know you're the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of God. We know who you are. And they began to name him and identify him specifically. And they recognized his authority, who he was, as Lord and Creator. So when these nations, you go into these nations around the world, they got many lords and many gods and many deities. So when you say God, and they say, well, I got God. I worship God. Well, Lord. Well, I worship my Lord, Buddha, or who a Hindu. Also, they'll tell you in a minute. We're worshipers. So I thought I would throw that in when the gospel goes to all nations.
Amen.
Distinguishing who mm-hmm. is the true living creator and Lord.
Amen.
Identifying like Elijah, who proved who was the living eternal creator. He proved
mm-hmm.
that. His proof. And so
amen.
The proof cometh. And as we close today, we thank God that we'll continue tomorrow night, and the sisters will continue the narrative about the true and living one. So Jesus Christ, in our language, identifies who we are.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God
bless.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you listening. And as my brother said, we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So once again, we love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.